Why I think Mike McCarthy is the best guy for the job is he's done it before. Now, do I know if Matt Rhule is going to be a head coach and a good head coach in the league? More than likely, these rookie coaches never become anything. There are very few that transition from the college ranks and become very good coaches in the NFL. Does that mean Matt Rhule can't be successful with the New York Jets? No, it doesn't. But when have the Jets ever been right about a college coach? When have the Jets been right about these offensive and defensive coordinators? They're usually never right about this particular position in ranking for the New York Jets organization. They've been wrong year in and year out. So what makes the Jet fan think that Matt Rhule is the guy for the New York Jets and for the guy for this team to be, for this quarterback to be led for the next couple of years? I don't know. And I don't know if it's true, but there has to be some kind of truth to this story. If their story's coming out by not one, but many different writers saying that Jets job trending to the direction of Baylor's Matt Rhule. I don't know what the truth is. There's nothing definitive coming out from the Jets organization stating that they're going to bring him in, but it's starting to scare me when you look at the Jets in this organization and they have an opportunity to get a very popular coach throughout the league, a guy that's done it. He's won a Super Bowl. This is what you need. You need a Super Bowl championship coach that knows how to get into the locker room and have these players follow him. I don't know if Matt Rhule is the type of guy that's going to lead men. He led boys. He didn't lead men in college. So I'm questioning this, and he's really not the top college coach that was available in the offseason. He really wasn't. Matter of fact, I think he was 3 or 4, and he interviewed on a couple of jobs last year. So I don't know if this is going to come out and the Jets are going to sign him as the head coach, the new head coach. And I'm not going to say this is a bad hire because I don't know for sure if it is a bad hire. But to know that Mike McCarthy right now is sitting there, he already came out and said only job he wants this year is the New York Jets job. And this is a Super Bowl championship coach. This is a guy that developed Aaron Rodgers. He was a part of the Green Bay Packers organization for, 12 years. This is a guy that's been consistent. He's a consistent winning coach. To bring in a rookie coach right now where there's a good chance that this kid is the future to this organization, I'm talking about Sam Darnold, and you're bringing in a rookie coach to develop this kid, this could be disastrous for the New York Jets. And here's the thing. If they sign Matt Rhule for 4 years, Sam Darnold has 4 years left of his contract. If Matt Rhule goes out with his contract, which they did with Todd Bowles, they let him live out to his contract. They actually extended his contract 2 years. If this comes to fruition and this happens, Sam Darnold becomes a free agent. He could decide, you know what? I don't want to be a Jet. I'm 25 years old because by the time he's the youngest quarterback in NFL history. He will be 25 years old when he becomes a free agent. He's a kid. He's in his prime. He can get big money. Why would he want to sign with the New York Jets knowing that they're going to go back to another coach? It doesn't make sense. And even if they bring in Adam Gase and Greg Williams, that doesn't give you the opportunity to win a Super Bowl. That doesn't give you the thoughts in your mind that it's going to actually... Adam Gase can have a job next year. And what are you going to do with the offensive coordinator position next year? It doesn't make sense. You bring in the guy that's going to be there. You're going to bring in the guy that's going to speak to the press. He's going to do the things that he needs to do. He's going to be the voice and the face of the Jets organization. And that's Mike McCarthy.